أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. Allah has brought this surah to the most beautiful ending, and the connection of that will be discussed later after we first we understand the meaning of this dua. And our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahumullah, explained us this meaning from the tafsir of Ruhul Maani of Allama Alusi, Rahmatullah Ali, which is a most beautiful tafsir. The first word, wa'afu anna, or dar guzar kar humse, and forgive us. The tafsir of it is, umhu athar dhunubina. O Allah, rub out all the signs of our sins. That is, when we are saying wa'afu anna, we are asking Allah, Allah has taught us that completely destroy all the, even the signs of our sins. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained that Allah Ta'ala Himself does it, destroys all the evidence of our sins, does not even leave it to the Malaika, that the Malaika also won't be able to say, we made a favor to you, we destroyed all the evidence of your gunas. Allah Himself destroys it, so that nobody's ihsan, not even the farishta's ihsan, remain upon us. We can see how merciful, how kind Allah Ta'ala is. And when a person commits sins, then there are four evidence, any actions he does, good or bad, there are four evidence, four proofs for those actions. The first is the place where he commits the guna, that a complete record is kept at every place, whatever guna any person has committed or any good deed also. The first is the place where the action is done. The second is the parts of the body, all the parts of the body, with whichever part of the body, whatever act is done, good or bad, it is recorded in that part of the body. The hands, the eyes, the brains, the heart, wherever, whichever part is used to do that action. The third is the kiram and katibin, who are continuously on our shoulders recording each and every deed of ours, good and bad. And then finally, our nama e amal, our record of deeds. That is where all our actions, good and bad, are recorded. So when a person does any action, then it is recorded, yeah, first by in the place where it was committed. Second, by the parts of the body. Third, the kiram and katibin. And then it is all transferred to the record of deeds, nama e amal. And it is verified whether all the three evidence are in corroboration, in agreement to that. That this guna was, or that good deed was committed at a certain place, done there, then the parts of the body, is their evidence the same, and then what the kiram and katibin have written, then it is recorded there. But when a person says wa'afu anna, Allah Himself destroys all that evidence. No way it is kept now. Allah destroys the file completely. There is no charge left against that person. So that is the first part of the dua, wa'afu anna. Waghfir lana, and O Allah, forgive us, or bakhash humko. Outwardly, just directly, the Arabic words here mean the same, wa'afu anna, waghfir lana, and forgive us, it means the same. But waghfir lana, the tafsir of it is, bisatri al-qabih wa izhari al-jameel. That, O Allah, all the wrong and evil that we have done, you hide it away, you cover it up. And all our good that we have done, you make it known. So that is when we're saying, waghfir lana, O Allah, all the wrong that we have done in our lives, you cover it up, you hide it away. And all the good that we have done, you make it known. We know, we for ourselves, our eyes are only on the good that we do. We don't see the wrong that we do. And we think we are very good because we're only seeing the good. But those who are our enemies, who dislike us, They only see the bad that is in us. They don't see the good, and they find it bad to have more enmity and to justify the enmity that this person is a bad person. And every person has got good and bad. We should see at the bad of ourselves and correct it, but we don't see the wrong and the bad, we only see the good. And of other people we should see their good, but unfortunately we only look at their bad and we don't look at their good. So this year, وَخْفِرْ لَنَا أَوَ اللَّهُ, you cover up all our evils, all our wrong that we have in us. And every person has got wrong also in his life, has got evil also, and he has got good also. So Allah, you cover up all the wrong in our life, and you make the good to be known. بِسَتْرِ الْقَبِيحِ وَإِذْهَارِ الْجَمِيلِ وَرْحَمْنَا وَرْحَمْكَ رْحَمْبَرْ. And O Allah, have mercy upon us. And this is the trend of the Quran Sharif and the way of Allah right through, that you will find غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ, that after forgiveness is the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, also وَعْفُوا عَنَّا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا is asking for forgiveness, and after that the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain this very beautifully, that in this world anyone who does wrong to anyone, husband to wife, wife to husband, a worker to his boss, boss to his worker, whoever does wrong to anyone, and a person comes to the level that he forgives that person for the wrong, but after forgiving he doesn't shower favors on that person. For example, if a person has committed the biggest crime within in a country, that is treason, he went against the government, and if for in any way he managed to get the state president to forgive him, to overlook him, the most he will do is forgive him. But he won't say that now that I've forgiven you, I'll give you 10 blocks of flats also, and I'll give you 15 filling stations, and I'll give you 20 farms also. That they will never do. The most is, and it is a great fortune for a person that he gets forgiven. But Allah Ta'ala, after forgiving, then Allah showers His great, great mercies upon that person. Not only that Allah forgives, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابْ وَآمَنَا وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. So much so that all that wrong what a person has done, Allah changes it into good deeds. If a person stole from his boss, he stole a million rand, and if the boss by any chance forgives him that you stole a million rand, he says, I won't give you now that 2 million rand in return. You stole a million rand, I'll give you 2 million. Allah says, that million you stole, I will now give you another million in return. I will change all that wrong of yours into good. So so merciful is Allah Ta'ala. So that is warhamna. Ay tafaddal alayna bifununi al-ala ma'a istiqaqina bi afanin al-iqab. وَرْحَمْنَا أَيْ تَفَضَّلْ عَلَيْنَا. تَفَضَّلْ is which we are not worthy of, which we are not, we haven't done that work, we don't deserve it. فَضَّلْ is just the kindness. Without work a person gives you something. Like for example, a person has hired 4 or 5 laborers to work for him. Then another person who you did not hire, he comes and stalks with them all the time and obstructs them from doing their work. He gives them the cell phone to talk also. He's obstructing them. And when it's time for pay, he stands in the queue also, and he's the first one in the queue to collect pay. You did not hire him. He was obstructing the others from their work also. And but just because he's standing there, who will pay him? We'll become so angry with him. But Allah Ta'ala, even such a person, since you are standing in the queue, come, you also take your wages. And Allah gives him also, and gives him full also. That is fadl, that you are not worthy of it. So tafaddal alayna bi fununil ala. Funun is the plural in Arabic. That is all types of ala, your favors, your ni'mat. You give us your favors, all types, in great, great amounts, in the plural form of your great, great mercies and favors, bestow them upon us. Ma'a istihqaqina. Though we are deserving, we were not deserving, that was your fadl there. What we are deserving of, ma'a istihqaqina bi afaneen al-iqab. Afaneen, funoon is the plural. Afaneen is muntahal jumu'. Arabic has got the single, the dual, the plural, and then the great plural. In English it's only singular and plural. But the Arabic language is singular, dual, plural, and then the great plural. So the funoon is the plural, that we have done great wrong. And now you shower upon us bi afaneen. Unlimited your tafaddal alayna bi afaneen tafaddal alayna bi funoon ala ma istihqaqina. Though we are deserving of the worst afaneen, the great plural of iqab, your punishment. We deserve your punishment fully, but you are that great being, and this is how the surah ends. After the great asas, the principles of deen have been discussed in the surah, and this is the attitude now. We try our best to fulfill all the commands of Allah, but we say, oh Allah, we are after all deserving of your worst punishment. But instead of your worst punishment, we have great hope in your great mercy. You have started your kitab with Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So merciful, so kind you are, that you shower your great, great mercies upon us. So in this the teaching, this dua, in fact from the beginning of the last surah, last ruku, لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. We should study it on our own also, and read it every night before going to sleep also, and consider the meaning of it also. Great, great meaning, and great, great spiritual food, and great, great nuraniyat, and spirituality, ruhaniyat, Allah Ta'ala has put in there and preserved in there for us. So we say, wa'afu anna, destroy all the evidence that is against us. And waghfir lana, and all our evil, we completely hide it and make our good known. Warhamna, and though we are deserving of the worst punishment, you shower us with your greatest favor. So this is the great dua, and then the last part of the dua that we'll discuss further, anta maulana fansurna ala alqawm alkafirin. Really, this is great solace for a believer. When he makes this dua, even with a little understanding of the meaning, he will find great, great mercy. No matter what gunas we might have committed, but just turn to Allah with this dua, and we will see in our heart, coolness will come, great satisfaction, solace, no matter what problems we can be facing from all four sides. But make this dua and we'll see how Allah takes over all the matters, and the king of the body, the heart, Allah Ta'ala will put great peace and solace and comfort in the heart. So Allah has given us this great Quran Sharif, which is a balm for every sore, for every difficulty, a solution to every problem, and not only solution, but great heights of success for a true believer. May Allah make us of those who turn to the Quran. We take not only the du'as of the Quran, everything, the commands of Allah, to stay away from what Allah has forbidden. How many things there are in the Quran. And the du'as of the Quran, ulama have written great kitab on the du'as of the Quran Sharif. And what the great meanings the du'as have got for us. If only we can take, it's there ready for us. All the kitabs are there, all the teachings are there. It is just for us to absorb it and take it and bring it in our lives. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah.